call.
Oh, you are recording.
Yes, because we always get into these.
Right, then we're like,
why don't we put this on the air?
So,
go ahead.
Going to the Wednesday show, I mean, I like that show. I mean, it was pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
But it was that whole aspect of, it was the dark side of the comedy of the dark side of the Addams Family. And anybody that grew up listening to Addams Family.
I used to have a book of all of Charles Addams' artwork from the Addams Family. And I absolutely love his work with them. The whole story, the premise, all of it, it's just amazing. And mm-hmm. They've done Wednesday right, because she was the smart, quiet one, ready to take up sticks if she had to make things happen. So I love Wednesday.
Right.
And
Go ahead. There's so many different shows out now.
Yeah. And they keep popping up.
Yeah. You know, but if you really look at the way the world is and the way the whole, I don't know, the industry of the dark side of that is just, people feed off that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, so it makes you think, what was it like in the 50s?
Well,
I mean, they had horror movies, but they...
It was picture show. I mean, what you're looking at nowadays is escapism. They're trying to escape their reality, but I think they're making wrong choices as to where they are going to put their attentions.
Right.
Because if you're feeding yourself all of that, that's all you're going to be thinking about. I mean, shoot, when I start getting into psychologies on killers and stuff like that, because, you know, I do like true crime, but I look at it from a psychological point. I'm trying to understand the psychology that goes into that, the psychosis. And I can't even imagine watching a show and thinking about how you can implement that into your life.
Right.
It's like, ooh, I did not realize that I should have gloves with me if I go kill somebody. You know, it's that shit.
Right. What kind of thought process does that take?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right?
I mean, when I grew up in the 80s, you know, there was the whole, you know, the horror, gore, and
Freddy Krueger, and all the gore, blood and gore.
Right.
But it was fake.
Right. But I mean,
we all knew it was fake.
Right.
Because it was so far-fetched.
Right.
But now there's people, and now there's people trying to make that happen.
Right. If you notice, there's a lot of different newer directors and producers that are coming out with different things that are, you know, not only gore, but more suspense.
What's the first thing the cops go look at? What's the first thing the cops go look at if you've been involved in a crime like that? They go look at what you've been watching.
Right. Right. Yeah, I really... When you go back to the paranormal aspect of it, you know, you want to know what happened to that person, how that person died, and what their life was like. You know what I mean?
Right.
And some of that is pretty, you know, it can be mundane, but there's also a story to be told.
Right.
You know what
Absolutely
I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's why the history aspect of it, what we do is the history aspect of it.
Yeah.
Finding out how they lived their lives and, you know, if they had anything positive, or did they leave a legacy? Did they leave, you know what I mean? If there was something there that they could really grow off of.
The thing that I like that you and I do is we ask them to tell their story.
Right.
We don't fill in the gaps with what we've thought might have happened. We ask, and if they don't tell us, they don't tell us. But if we ask them to tell their story, we ask them to say, okay, what happened here? Right. You know, instead of doing leading questions and the rest of the crowd going, oh yeah, that's what happened. Oh yeah. But you have no confirmation of that.
Yeah, you really don't, you know. But and
Until you can prove it, you've got no confirmation. And that's, I mean, you and I both do it. We get the messages. I mean, listen, my soldier that's out in the backyard. I haven't seen him for a long time though.
I haven't either.
I think he may have moved on. I think we might be in a cycle where he's at a, because remember he was moved from this camp to Missouri, I think it was. He might be gone. I haven't seen him in a very long time.
Now I've been getting some really weird images, imagery lately. I don't know what's going on, but I'm seeing a lot of faces, a lot of different eyes looking back at me, you know, before I go to sleep, right when I go to sleep, and I see different scenarios, and I'm like, okay, something's coming, because
You
it's more or less
know,
of a, you
I
know what I
hate it
mean?
when
It's
people
more.
say that. I really hate it when people say something's coming. Because before
What?
my dad died, he said something big's coming.
Yeah.
He said, save your money, something big's coming. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. I look at it. I look at it as in not something so much. It's something pertaining to me, and somebody I will work with. That when I get these images more clear, then it'll be like when I used to work with my buddy Josh Hughes. He would be working on something, and then I would get these images, and then he would say, "Hey, we're gonna go here investigate this place and whatever." And then I would be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then I would tell him what I saw, and then it would be right where we're going, you know, or who we're dealing with. So it's kind of like, but it's really weird because I don't know how to describe it, but I mean, I you know, like I said, I have that thing with that connection with Gettysburg and all that, and you know, I've seen certain things with that, and it's kind of like. You know, and plus the fact that I'm still trying to get my documentary film company going. You know, and I want to be able to go to Gettysburg. I want to be able to do all that stuff. I want to be able to tell stories that aren't told. You know, I watched a video on TikTok of a podcasting group of people. I think they're out of Denver, and they were interviewing a team that went to Gettysburg, and it was really cool premises because it was like a video where they were all sitting around a campfire, and the cameras were perfect. They had two different shot angles, and it was neat. And
Cool.
so they were talking about a team that went there specifically to help soldiers cross over, and I thought that was fantastic because they said they dealt with there was like hundreds of them.
Oh, wow.
And at this one site. And we all know that Gettysburg has unmarked graves everywhere
Oh, yeah.
because where
Bodies
you
were just
died is
left.
were left or they were just shallow graves,
Trampled.
you know,
Trampled.
trampled, right? Yeah.
I mean
You know.
that's a big one for the ones that were left unburied. They were trampled. They were pulverized by horses and people and
Right. And the atrocities are terrible. So watching this and seeing this, I don't remember the name of the team, but they did this, and I thought this was fascinating and helping soldiers cross over. And what a lot of people don't understand is when you go to certain places like Gettysburg and this and that, where there are souls that are lost and whatnot, there are loved ones. Their loved ones from the other side that are close enough for them to hear them, to get them to cross, to get them to come to the light, to, you know what I mean? But because of the fact that the traumatic event happened at that fashion, it's almost like put these people behind soundproof walls. You know what I mean? They can't hear them because the traumatic event prevents that connection. You know what I mean?
I never thought about that, but yeah, you're kind of. I instantly got
Yep.
the picture. I instantly got the picture of somebody behind a glass with fog and, the
Yep.
handprint stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. Wow, that's a
So
great thing
how
to
do
think
you
about.
bridge that? How do you bridge that?
Well, first you
That
have to
is a
figure out what the
question.
wall is.
Right. But
What
no,
is the wall?
basically the wall is the amount of distress and the amount of fear and the amount of devastation or the death, the guilt, all the whole nine yards. So how do you break that wall down? Do you invite the loved ones to come through? Because we have the ability to take them straight through that wall. But we have to connect, we have to be able to connect to the ones that are looking for their loved ones. And
Okay,
that
so
in
now we
itself is
okay,
like
so
going, that's like
here's
going to a concert saying, I need to find Joe Blow over here, but he's seven, areas behind and I don't know what he looks like.
Well,
I
here's
just
the
I can just barely hear him.
what authority put the wall up?
What's that?
What authority put the wall up? An authority being a distorted word for, was it God?
Okay.
Was it Satan?
No,
Was it
no,
the
no,
spirit?
no.
Was it the person? Was it the event? What, I mean, what put that
I
wall
will
up?
tell you exactly, I'll tell you exactly how that wall got up there. Okay, imagine standing on a bank and you have a clear lake, a small pond or whatever, and the water is so still. And then there's ripples that you put your finger in it and it kind of, brings out ripples and this and that. Now, say you push somebody in there or there's a fight or something, and all of that, all those waves, because you're thrashing and you're doing this or whatever, it's causing that blockage from the person standing on the bank to be able to communicate. You
Okay,
know what I
so are
mean?
you saying that they're okay, so here's what I'm hearing is that the person behind the wall is actually resistant of the fact that they're dead.
Right. Well, that's a big part of it.
Okay, so that's what put it up. The person put it up. They're like, "No,
Right. But
it's
I
not
mean, but it's like
2025."
it, right, it's cause and effect.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So
It's it's
how
it's it's
I don't know if you could even bring that wall down to let them, it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There
I
is. I mean,
you
it
would
has
have
to
to.
be
It has to be
it
through
has
trust and love. That's all
right.
there is
It
to
has
it.
to be a you have to be able to have the ability to connect
Right,
with that
trust and love.
person, right? And I mean, in that on that field, I mean, they could probably, because of who we are, they could see us. You know what I mean? But standing there and saying, okay, now I need you to focus. I need you to look at me, and this is what happened, and this is why you're here, and this is, and then all of a sudden it's like you move one step to the left, and there's a loved one behind you, and then they can see that, and it's like, oh, and that's what these people were kind of doing. That I was watching this video is where how they were kind of able to let them see that their loved ones were there and help some
But
of
you'd
these.
have to find them. I mean, how do you find the relatives of somebody who was in the 1800s? I mean, sure, it's easy to do with the right tools, but then, well, now we're also in a discussion where I take it completely from theoretical because I don't believe that humans can pass over pass people pass spirits over. I feel as though we're too lesser of a creature to be able to do that. We don't even understand what a spirit is. We don't even understand where they're at. How can you elevate them to heaven, not even
Right.
understanding where they're at right now or what they are? I
It's
mean,
all
that's
about it's
it's all
all
about
about
fate. It's all about
nope,
faith.
nope. That too, but it's also about frequency. Whatever
Oh,
frequency
well.
you are vibrating at, and if you and I both are at a higher frequency because of who we
Yeah.
are,
Yeah.
that also bridges that gap
I
to
still,
that.
even at the high frequency that I'm at, I don't feel as though I would be the person to do something like that. I would, well,
Okay.
it might also be from the standpoint that I'm also a witch and I want to
Right.
heal them and help them, but I don't feel as though, letting them it where do you, I don't tell people where to
Okay.
go.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here's the difference. Okay. Because of the fact that I am more spirit. I've always thought myself as more spiritual
and
than.
you are also Christian, whereas
Right.
I'm pagan.
So, right. So, having said that, it's a twofold thing. There are certain people that could possibly do this by themselves, but bringing people who are gifted together to be able, I've always thought this, that I needed another person to be.
Oh, and you know when we get together.
Right, right. So I need another person to be an accessory to what I'm able to do that kind of puts that piece of that puzzle in there. That it's like almost like connecting an outside power cord.
Well, yeah, I completely get it. Yeah, it's like it's
right.
you. It's why you got
right.
AC and DC. It's why you've
right.
got. I mean,
right.
there's balance.
Right.
You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You. It's. You have to have balance, and if you
right.
don't have the balance of a complete set of skills, let's just do
right.
it that way. Then
right.
you need to have that second person, and it doesn't
right.
lessen your abilities by any means. It just means you have more capacity for A than another person has.
Right. What I'm getting here from Spirit is it's more than just an idea.
Oh, I know we're talking theory.
Right, but I mean, I mean, I'm just saying from what I'm hearing, it's more than just an idea. It's more of a spiritual activity. You know what I mean? And I know who I am. I'm confident enough to know what I can do.
I'm beginning to know
and
who
so,
I am too.
Right. So
that's another
in that
discussion.
Sense, right. So whenever I would go to a haunted location or something and a spirit would connect with me,
mm-hmm.
there was a reason for that because of the fact that whether it's all about not every spirit may connect with me or with other people, but certain spirits that even that they, if they come over from the other side are there to connect with the person that they're trying to connect to. It's kind of like when a medium goes on a stage and says, I connect with this person and, you know, in an audience or whatever, this and that. It doesn't happen with everybody. And you got to look at it that way. It doesn't happen with everybody. It happens with specific frequencies.
Yes.
That are connected yes. to some degree.
Yes. Yes.
So if it was the case that a medium could do everything, a medium would be there for a month would connect with every single person. There's only a selected amount that where a spirit comes through the veil and says, I see that person's light and I want to connect with them. There are other ones that come through that person that's on the stage and says, I can't connect to that person. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And I'm sitting here writing notes, trying not to interrupt you because you're on
no.
a really good roll right now. Okay. So now that we're laughing and now that you've stopped, because you do that, you and I are extremely connected.
Right.
So
yeah.
let's go to communicating with the spirit. We'll talk about my ancestors later. Hush up, you two. So do you know anything about that third visit to Randolph? This is the location that I got the entity at the end of the hall that formed two investigators.
Oh, Jay,
do you know anything about my third visit that just happened in November?
Not really.
Okay.
What I'm getting right now.
Yeah.
But can I say something real quick?
Yes,
it's,
please
it's
do, because I do want
that
something. Yes.
Person on the end.
Yeah.
And we talked, and this will coincide with what we were just talking about. Was able to see you guys in that sense and made, it was able to make itself up, you know, visible to a certain degree, but wasn't able to connect with anybody.
Oh, you ready for this?
What?
I'm getting fucking chills doing it. My intent when I went up there in November was to get into the building. First thing I was going to do, I was going to go down into that mirror room, sit in the middle of the mirror room like I did that first time, where I was fucking scared to death because I could feel it. I could feel
mm-hmm.
all the spirits around me and I was in a fucking mirror room. So I went down into that room again, first thing, sat down in a chair and I said, I am back again and I want to know more about you. I am, if you could give me any kind of a sign that you're still here, anything, I want to communicate with you. I want to learn how to communicate with you. And I sat there and I did a little bit of a ritual and, sealed the deal and got up, went upstairs and unloaded equipment, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward to about 3:30 in the morning, where there's five of us down in the mirror room again. We're sitting in the mirror room scrying, which, oh my God, for the first time scrying, that was unreal. We hear the door from the kitchen to the stairwell open up, and we hear about three different sets of steps coming down, or sets of foot coming down that staircase. Loud
That's
as
what I
can
was getting at.
be, absolutely amazing. Oh my God. Great sound quality. We didn't, hold on, let me finish. Let me finish. Okay, you know exactly where it's going, but you know damn good and well we're putting this up, so I've got to describe it for the listeners. The footsteps come down off of that stairs. You can hear the foot grind, the feet grinding the sand underneath, the dirt, the grime that's on the floors. Gets to the mirror room and stops, and we're all poised to scare the shit out of whoever's coming in, and nobody comes in. And after a while, we're scrying and doing what we're doing. And all of a sudden, I realize, where are the people that came down the stairs? And I said, did they come in here? And they're like, no, no one came in here. I said, I bolted because you didn't hear any other footsteps out there since that happened. I bolted out there. I went and checked the entire basement, and there was not a soul there. My entity came back and now gave me an audio instead of the visual that I got last time. I'm like, okay, are you going to speak next time? What is going to happen the next time I get up there? I'm so excited to get back up there. Now, your turn.
Okay, so immediately when you were talking about when you're doing the mirror in the mirror room,
Yeah.
okay, there was three people that I had seen.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so and
Are
after
they, do we know who they are? Are they workers that used to
no,
work
I
there,
don't
or are
know.
they transients that
They're
live there?
just
This is
I
a
don't.
place, this is not, this place has absolutely nothing to do with the insane. All it
Right,
was
right,
like a
right, right, right,
hostel
right, right,
where
right,
people
right, right.
go and stay, and yeah.
Right,
So
right.
this changed the
So,
entire view of Randolph for me
right.
when I learned that.
Okay. Here it is. So these people, I mean, there was like a female and two males, I think. So,
That would work.
okay, so it's more or less they were basically checking you out. You know what I mean? When
Oh,
you
yeah.
did that, they were more a little bit confused on how you were able to connect or hear. And they were like, how does that work? You know what I mean? So they it's I don't say you got
They,
lucky.
no, they were.
I would say that it was inadvertent that you heard what you heard. And it was kind of like, yeah,
Oh no, it was, I could feel it. Once I realized that it was the entity, I felt everything it was that they intended on that.
Right, and
They
it's a big male, is what it is that I hear. But he's more curious than you are. That's
That's
what I
what
was
I
getting at.
felt. That is what I
That's what
felt.
he was more curious of how
How the
you were
fuck is
able
she? How does
to.
she figure this out?
Yes. Because
That's exactly
yes,
the way I felt
yes.
about it. Oh my God, thank you so much. Frick, I almost called you when I figured it out. And I'm like,
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I gotta let this sit for a little
No.
bit. I gotta figure this out on my
No,
own.
no, no.
Oh
He
my
was more
God, I can't
curious.
wait to
Yeah.
find out what happens next time.
Right. So the next time you be there, he won't be there.
Yeah, he wasn't there the second time. Well, I think it was just, I
No,
think,
he won't
I think, I
be
think.
there. Yeah, it's just it's kind of like the
Oh,
next
I'll
time you
be up
go,
there.
it's gonna be a miss. It's gonna be like, what happened? And then the
No,
next
I'll
time you
be up there
go,
for 3 days. I can do a day tour anytime.
okay, yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. It's more or less that he was like, what? How did she? You know, questions abound. You know what I mean? So, the male and female. I don't know. I can't. All I could see is dark shadows. That's all I could see. But I know that one was a female. So, but they were like, with the mirror room, it was just like, all I get was questions, 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 is all I could see. And it's like, huh, that's weird. But it's almost like you guys, they do their own thing somewhere else in that building. And when you showed up, it was kind of like, what is going on? It's almost
Yeah,
like somebody walking
oh,
into a room.
Jay, was it my beacon? Was it my beacon?
It was like somebody
They saw
else
my
walking into
beacon.
a room and going, who is playing music in that room? Is using it
Yeah,
as an
I,
example.
yeah,
You know what I mean?
yeah. And we know
And
how
that's
that happens all the time.
right. So yeah, it was just, it's more of a curiosity thing than anything else. I don't sense any badness. I don't, or evilness, or I don't, it's nothing bad. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
no,
It's
no,
more of a
no.
lesson. But
They're just people. I mean,
yeah,
they're just people.
right. But they're, but one of them, what I'm seeing is the female is
She's,
really stuck in that loop. She's
yeah,
this, she's
she's
like,
not all there. Yeah,
right.
she's,
She's there
yeah.
part-time. But what happens is they're kind of like doing the other, the two males doing their own thing, the big male is doing his own thing, but the female comes and goes, but she's in a loop, and they're trying to figure out kind of like not how to get her out of it, but I guess trying to help her in that sense. So you got to realize that when people die and people are kind of stuck for whatever reason on this side, you know what I mean, and in a building or whatnot, people usually relive their death, and especially like example for Gettysburg soldiers. There's a loop that a lot of them are in, which is terrorizing and or terrible in itself. So this girl, however she died or passed away, she's kind of stuck half in, half out in that sense. So when they were out doing whatever they were doing, and you were in here, then you like woken up something like, okay, and then that kind of brought her out. So my thing, message to you, is you need to connect to her to get her out of that loop, which will help her to cross. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, right. So in that sense, because that's what I'm kind of seeing, is they're, then they have questions. They're like, hey, can this person help? Can this, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, but there were so many different energies in that
But I, you
room
know, okay, I gotta
that were
hear.
disrupting things. I don't know who else was in there with you,
It
but
was
somebody.
there were four of us, and it was an interesting scrying experience for all of us. It was very,
Right,
very weird.
right. But it has to be you and another person, and that's it. Next time it has to be you and another person. And I keep seeing Clay.
Well, that would it would have. Oh, I hate you. I fucking hate you. And the reason why I hate you is Clay's got a he, and Clay, I love you to death, and I love you specifically for this reason. If you ever hear this podcast, now you know. I just, you know, you are just the most chaotic individual I've ever met in my life, which is
Oh
the
yeah.
complete opposite of me. So
Right.
yes, that would
Right.
be the balance.
Right. That's the balance. That's what I'm saying.
That's the
You know
energy
what I mean?
balance.
So,
Oh, I fucking hate you.
so my advice to you at this location is to do some more research on everything you can about the people at that building, or
Yeah, I'm
anything
already there. I'm
surrounding
already
the building,
there. I'm already
within
there.
a mile radius or whatnot, and
Okay,
events that happen there.
Jay,
What?
are these three buried out in the cemetery? They have unknown graves out there. They have no idea who's buried out there.
No, she's known.
She's known.
She has
Okay.
a
What about the
big
men?
headstone.
What about the men? A big headstone?
No, the female has a big headstone. Wait. Okay, I gotta clear my thought here.
Okay, sorry. I caught you off guard on that one
Yeah.
because you didn't know that.
I I keep hearing three different counties.
Ooh.
Now I don't know. The guy is revealing himself as somebody as authority. Some type of authority.
Which one?
The big male? Guy.
The big male?
Yes. Yeah. He's an authority of something.
There's caretakers that lived in the front apartment.
Right.
Is he one of the caretakers?
The female, I keep seeing her as a nurse or a...
There were no medical people in this building.
No, but it's more like a...
An occupation?
You know, you remember when you're in high school and you see a food lady?
Yeah, a cafeteria lady.
She's a cook! Yeah, that's what...
I wonder if it's Doris. Is it Doris?
I don't know. Maybe. But that's what I see. Is she looks like a cafeteria lady.
Well, that would work. Oh my God, this may go with what Jeff had. Jeff and Heather
okay.
both.
Okay, so the third one, the other male, is a younger male.
Maybe like just a cook or something like that.
No. He had something to do with the authority figure.
Okay. Maybe a son.
Maybe. No.
No.
His family's not there. That's what I'm getting.
So this authority figure was a single person?
Yeah.
Single.
This authority figure was. Boom.
Well, let's go see. I am
an authority. It's like.
Oh, he was an icky guy. He was
kind of like South Park.
Oh,
respect my authority.
Respect my. So he was kind of like a rule follower.
Yeah.
In that way.
No. Okay.
How? Why am I down there? That would explain it. If he's a rule follower, that's what he's.
I got an officer's uniform.
An officer's uniform?
Like a cop, like a sheriff.
Okay, so maybe the two males are... Okay, so let's think about this. If Doris was the cafeteria worker, and she's the one that... Do you see Doris?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me go find the picture. Well, keep talking. You see her? How old is she?
She's...
What period of time am I looking at with the clothing?
That's hard to tell because most cafeteria people didn't ever change their
hairstyles. Look at the guys. What are they? What's the
now that I'm not getting facial features from them, but I'm getting a side facial feature from Doris, and she's got like
how tall is she?
A dishwasher? No, she's not that tall.
Oh, no. Shit. We're close.
No, she's not that tall at all, but she's got like a dishwater blonde type.
Oh, we're there.
Yeah, dishwater blonde, and she's wearing a cap. It looks like a...
Yep.
You know, like a food cap or something, or like...
Okay, keep going.
The uniform... I see blue and pink.
Blue and pink.
Oh, it's getting distorted now, and I don't know why. But oh. I'm looking at. It goes down to her ankles. It goes down to her ankles.
On hers?
And she's wearing white shoes.
Okay.
And her shoes are.
So it's a dress.
No, it's a uniform.
Okay.
It's not a flowy. It's not a flowy, but I'm just saying that it's kind of like it's almost like a nurse's. It's a cross between a nurse and a cook, or nurse and a carrot cafeteria girl.
Yeah.
She's in her 30s. I get the number 32.
32. Okay.
She won't turn her head. I can only see the side of her face. in her hair, and it looks like when somebody from the 50s comes from a hair salon, and it's got the waves in it, and it's like, it's not like a beehive or nothing like that, but it's really weird. It's kind of reminds me of my mom, actually, from those pictures, the side view.
Okay.
But
okay, so if we're
the male,
okay,
has the big,
if this is Doris, keep going.
The big male has a tattoo on his arm, and it's a military tattoo. It's like an anchor.
Now, then he would have been in the Navy.
Yeah. But it's kind of distorted. It's like not professional.
Okay, so possibly an anchor. Or no, it is an anchor.
It's what I see as an anchor. But it looks like an anchor, but it's kind of like reminds me a little bit like a Marine thing.
Did the Marines do anchors?
I don't know. Yeah, he's not showing his face at all. And they're kind of like, this is all I'm getting.
Does it have the does it have the globe around it, or is it just an anchor?
That's what I'm seeing too. It's kind of like the globe.
Okay, so then that would be a Marine. Okay. And I know I'm asking you leading questions, but there's a reason why I ask the leading questions.
Right. But I'm also getting M16, which would have been the main weapon in Vietnam.
Well, if she's 32, I was just adding that up, plus 32, it would have been 47.
Right.
So do we have two different timelines
coming
together?
Different timelines.
Okay, so we're not looking at one single.
We're not looking at all the three, the party of three coinciding at the same amount of time. You know, they're the same time. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you say Vietnam then?
I keep seeing M16, and
okay, let me
back in the day, that was right after, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is after World War II. I don't think they had M16s come out.
Hold on, let me do adopted. 1964.
M16 came out?
The M16 rifle was officially adopted by the U.S. military in 1964, first by the Air Force, then the Army, seeing action in Vietnam in 1965, gradually replacing M14s. So it was adopted by the Marines in 1983.
Okay.
Is his attire possibly that old, or is it the 1964?
No, 1965, his uniform looks newer.
Okay, so he could be the 83. Okay,
could be.
And then these
big,
guys would be what, 47?
He's a big
and this
guy
would
too.
Be 1947. Like, how tall? Like, does he have to...
Tall.
Does he have to crouch his head when he goes in the door?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a tall guy. The other guy, the other male is a short male. But he was in his 20s.
And is what time period is he from? Is he with Doris?
I would say 60s. I would say, because I kind of get these whole, reminds me of Scooby-Doo clothes.
Ah, okay. Interesting.
Like dressed like Shaggy type.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. He's got a ring on his finger.
Marriage hand or non-marriage hand?
Left.
Marriage, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at my hand going, which hand did I have a wedding ring?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he has a married, he has a 20
And
years.
he's short. Okay.
Short.
All right. I think I have enough that I can go on and see if I can try and figure out who these people are. But I'm getting, as you were just.
Okay. Also, the
Yeah?
guy, the short guy, the younger guy, has his hair parted completely to the side.
Like a big.
Kind of like a comb over, but it was a
Yeah, it was.
V60 style.
Oh my God, I hated that style. It was so
And
heavy.
he
Just have your head hair thinned. Has. Hair comb over.
God,
It's
you're
is is.
exercising my brain today. Holy crap.
Well, I was bored.
Jeez.
I mean, what other fun could I have than exercise your brain? So,
Right?
let's see. He has a hair comb over. Is the hair comb over because his hair is thick or because his hair is
I
thinning?
think it's thin. I
Okay.
think it's thin. But it could be a little bit of both.
Okay. So it was thin.
But he
It's
had a
it still
specific
looks good.
look.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a specific
Okay.
look.
And what color is his hair?
Brown.
Brown.
Brown or black?
And what
I think
color? What color is
more
the big
black.
guy?
Butch.
Butch?
It's hard to tell. It's kind of
Oh.
like grayish.
Grayish? Okay. So it could be an old Marine. Okay. Age on the guy?
Tall guy?
Yeah.
Old. I would get like 80, 87.
So basically, what he's trying to do is project himself as being younger.
No, not really. I mean, you got to realize that when we die, we really kind of project ourselves where we remember ourselves when we are alive the most. Like, I still think I look at myself when I'm 27. So when I go, I'm going to look like I'm 27.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going, you know what I mean? That's, we've ingrained that in our brain where we feel the most comfortable with the way we look and we continue to view ourselves. When somebody says, I feel like a kid, you know what I mean? Or I'm just a big kid. There's truth to that story because, to that
Okay.
statement, because we view ourselves as where we were most either a happiest or where we both recognize ourselves the most or whatnot.
Wow, that one's, he's going to be a big one to verify.
Right. But I mean, I think that but his age is, I see him as like 80, maybe the 87 is when he passed away. I don't know. But, no, he was, I would say his big look was in his 30s, but he had grayish. He's got like spiked, taller, a little bit taller hair. It's like, it's a butch. It's like a military type cut,
Yeah, it's
but
a
it,
zero to th zero to two. I think it's zero to. God, I used to.
two.
I'll remember
Zero.
when I.
I would say no. It's not a not. It's like a two or three.
Oh, it's just. Oh yeah, it's so. I think it's zero to three, zero
Yeah.
to. I used to have my haircut like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So cool. Very cool. Now I have a whole bunch that I need to research. Who knows if I'm going to be able to verify any of this, but it's kind of like when we were talking about the guy in the backyard. It's like you came up with a name. I knew he was from that camp up the road. You came
And
up with a
found out what
name
he
and
did
the
later in
name,
life.
yep, and the name verified on the records. And I will 100% put my hand on a Bible saying you can't do research for shit. To find facts quickly is not your forte.
For
So
who?
there is no way you could have prepped for this.
No.
Yeah. So
No.
yeah.
No. I yeah, I
Yeah, we didn't even plan to
it
have
it
this
takes
phone
me a
call.
little bit to wig to do a little wiggling to get in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it just once the door's open, it's like, okay.
So
And then I'm
interesting.
just observing. And then, it's
I love that you verified for me some of the things that I was looking for. The other thing that that's really cool is And now this starts a whole nother discussion. Do you have time?
I have all kinds of time.
Fabulous. Okay.
Right
so,
now?
Yeah.
Pause this because I have to get more coffee.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my car, so I have to go.
Okay, so let me give you this. Let me give you this for thought, and then we will. Then we will leave the day, and you know we'll talk about the thought later on. So when you got your image, you saw the people.
Yeah.
And for me, what I got, what and that is what Jeff and Heather got. Jeff and Heather got that picture of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Or Heather did. I think Heather did.
Right.
I don't remember.
They initially, for me, they were just black masses.
Okay, so now what I see through that experience is probably what that black mass is. Something that was a mimic. And that is the one thing that's kind of interesting about this whole thing is even though, yeah, I've got these people that I can research and see if they actually existed or if, you know, but my communication was with that entity that projected this.
Oh, it's the same guy. Yeah, it's not. It's there's only three. That's it. There's not a fourth. There's not.
No. It's a separate. It's a separate kind of entity.
That it he is, created. That he.
No.
Off.
No, there is no he. It is an it. It is. But, it is.
No, I understand what you're saying. I agree.
Okay.
But it's something that spirits are able to project off of themselves. Something that. Depending on how the length of the death or how long they've been on this side or whatever, there are a number of spirits who can project images that do not pertain to the exact image of themselves. It's a defense mechanism. It's something to...
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is long lines of shapeshifters and all of that. It's a mimic.
Okay.
It mimics, I mean, when you look at the video for when, or when you look at the pictures that I caught of it doing the investigators down the hallway, it was one entity in the beginning. It was a black mass. And then that black mass came down, split into two. The two became white columns, and then they started forming these heat-signatured investigators down the hallway. There was no one down the hallway. There were people along both sides of me looking down that hallway with big, huge flashlights. There was nobody down that hallway.
Yeah, I'm not... And to be honest with you, I'm trying to look at that, what you're describing, and I'm not getting anything, or it's not something that I need to research.
Yeah. For me, it's just, it's a question. It's like, what are mimics? What do they do? How do they do what they do? Because I don't think, I mean, maybe they projected, you know, you were talking about the projection. Maybe for mm-hmm. you, when you were trying to get into there, that's what they were projecting out, because there was, mm-hmm. you know, and then... Mm-hmm. For me, what I was experiencing and witnessing was a mimic in action.
Okay, so from what I'm getting,
mm-hmm.
Kelly, is that what Spirit says, if you're going for this and to do the research and to do this,
mm-hmm.
the mimicking stuff, mm-hmm. and don't take this the wrong way, but from mm-hmm. what I'm, the best way that my brain, it's a nothing burger.
A nothing burger?
Yes. Because the fact that is what the focus on now is those three individuals. Because the fact that there is a potential moment where you can help these.
So people. Basically, the black mass may not be an entity in and of itself. It may be we actually witnessed the manifestation of spirit.
Right. So you could basically say that because of the fact that there are different, quote, portals or different things that go in and out, that you just might have caught something like that.
Holy whereas in shit.
Whereas in inadvertently, like I said before, you caught those things. And it was like, yeah, that's why I'm getting it wasn't anything. Because for you to go back and try to do the research, you're not going to find anything because of the fact that it could have been just a moment in time, a moment in frequency that it showed itself. Or, something. It's almost like taking two mirrors and having something go through one mirror to the other mirror. And then when you were looking and it caught your eye, your corner of your eye, and you're like, what was that? And then
so basically, I need to change my focus on this to where what I saw was not an entity, but it was the manifestation of
it was a fluctuation of energy that went from one point to another.
In other words, I witnessed the door opening.
Could it be? Yeah.
Yeah. To just to
that's
put
why
it
that, that's
in
why I was saying that wasn't the that shouldn't be the focus, but it's almost like when you start a car. You start the car and you hear the car starting up, mm-hmm. and then after it starts, and you don't care about what happened before that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so here I've got a question for you. One last question about the three individuals, maybe one last. I don't know.
Okay.
What did one of them do when they reached the bottom of the stairs that Heather heard, but nobody else heard?
Somebody clear their throat?
No. Mm-mm, no.
And, I don't know. The only thing I could see, the initial thing that I saw was somebody scuffled their foot.
To make a turn to the left to go out a door.
Yes.
She heard the door
yes.
open and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It was a scuffle of the foot, like somebody was reaching the bottom of the landing.
Yeah. All right. So Heather saw it right. I was too focused on the end. All I heard was footsteps, and it sounded like investigators coming down, because I didn't even think that it could have been, I'm so drenched in reality. I instantly go for who's there, not who might be there.
Right.
So I didn't even think it was spirit. I thought it was people.
What a lot of investigators don't do is put themselves in that frame of mind.
Yeah, I didn't expect they're normal.
Right. They're on the reality side of it, and they have to kind of put themselves like they're not there. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it does. Absolutely makes 100% sense. Yep.
Don't think of yourself as a reality physical entity standing there. Imagine yourself as an imaginary, as in like you are invisible in that sense and you're just observing. Once you put your thought process into that, you'll probably get a lot more.
Oh boy. Do I really want to take that step, asshole?
Hey.
You jackass.
Yeah, just saying. Because when I do investigations or I look at it, I try to put myself in that position of, I'm not here. I am just a fly on the wall looking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I am.
It doesn't always work that way, because some people have to put themselves in that position, be a trance or be a something else or whatever. It's not easily said than done, but. It just depends on how you view yourself. If you're trying to observe, why not observe like you're not there? It's a thought. It's a weird thought. But if you actually think about it, it's kind of like, yeah, if I view myself as invisible in that sense. You know what I mean? It's just, maybe your extra senses will pick up something that you didn't.
Well, I already go in there without, I look for the unusual. I look for what's out of place.
Right, but you're still doing it as a reality person. You're a physical entity. And you have to kind of view yourself as a non-physical entity when you're in these places, because
I'm gonna wait for a little bit on that one. It makes your brain think.
You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for that a little bit. I already have enough experiences. Thank you very much.
Oh, I got what you're saying, chicken ass. I try to do that every once in a while if I'm doing an investigation, but it's also, I don't know. It's just a thought process.
Well,
you got to remember, this is my favorite saying. One of my favorite sayings.
Yeah.
I think, therefore I am.
So you don't think.
Now you take that however you want. I think, therefore I am.
Uh-huh.
So you can take that any way you want.
Oh, I'm seeing it. I'm absolutely seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just,
Yeah.
No, I guess this is why we balance each other out too, is I'm so stuck in the physical world. I understand the spiritual world, but that's a little, I don't have that much experience like y'all do. And I was admiring my son when he was here for Thanksgiving. And it's the first time I've seen him in about 6 years. And he walks out of the back room and he goes, "So who's the guy in the mask?" I said, "Excuse me?" He says, "Who's the guy in the mask?" I said, "Did you physically see this person?" You know, not even thinking about. He's more powerful than I am. And he's been allowed to play with it all of his life.
Yeah, it transcends down.
It comes from the Schaefer side. And that's the one realization I just had a few days ago. And it's changed my world. When he started showing signs of it as a younger child, I didn't even say anything about it. I just encouraged him and listened to him and all that kind of stuff. And here he just talks about it like it's everyday life. And I looked at his girlfriend and I said, "You do know he does this, right?" She goes, "Oh yeah." So. Right.
And that's kind of like where I've been my whole life.
Yeah.
Me and your kid are a lot alike.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we are related.
Yes. Yep. And that's just, to me, that's going to be one of the biggest amazements I will have, is you knocking on my door saying you want to do a podcast and me saying, "Sure, what time you want me on?" "Oh, no, I want you to help host." "I'm sorry, what?" And just the connection that we've formed over the last however fucking many years it's been. And then when you asked me to start helping with your ancestry tree, and I kept being shown this one thing, same thing I get with when I'm doing ancestry, the same name kept popping up and popping up and popping. Yeah. I'm like, okay, what? I'm like, that's a name from my tree. So I pop over to my tree and I'm like, holy shit. It's the same part of Switzerland, and it's the same time period. We're from the same place.
On
a very, very distant connection. I mean, what was it, the 1500s?
Yeah.
But how the fuck did we find each other? That's just the weirdest thing, and I do that with ancestors all the time. That's how I found my cousin in Scotland. It's how I found a board member in California. It just...
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot to be said about frequencies, and that might just be what it was, is the frequency of our DNA matches.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just like I know that I'm connected to my camera guy, Josh.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
You know, I mean, his last name is Hughes. I have second generation Hughes in my line.
Yep, you do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said about doing your own research about your own family to find out who it is that haunts you, really, too. I mean, I didn't know about my great grandparents until they they introduced themselves within the first, I'm going to say 6 months. I know it's much shorter than that, of my choosing this path of opening up. And they introduced themselves as their middle names. And I'm like, why do those
Right.
two names sound familiar? And I went and looked. And then their personal objects started finding me.
Yep.
And so I'm sitting here with personal objects, original passports, stuff like that. And I just feel so honored to have them in my life. And I realized that they were probably the people I was talking to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I people talk about having a secret friend or whatever it is, and mine weren't like secret friends. It was more like secret grandparents, because they only talked to me when I needed help.
Right.
So, and I know Dad's here, and it's also it's just you gotta know your family. You gotta know your
Yep.
family.
Yep. Well, on that note.
You need more coffee? I need to go make Joe Froggy's sugar cookies and the cake. So, do you want any cookies?
No, I can't really eat cookies.
Ah, damn it. That's
I'm
right.
diabetic,
I
remember?
know that. Damn it. Yeah, but you cheat every now and then.
Every once in a while.
Okay.
So, having said that, this will be an episode of Cemetery Files, which.
Absolutely, I'll send you the files. Hopefully it all
Yep.
recorded. If
So,
not, we're
anybody who's
fucked.
listening, yep, you can check it out on anywhere you get your podcast,
Yep.
Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever. So,
Everly.
on that
Hopefully it
note,
is recording. It is
it is
recording.
recording.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So, all right. So,
Love
thank
you.
you, everybody, and thank you for
Okay.
talking with me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling me.
All
Bye.
right. Well, we will talk to you later.
Okay, bye.